And checking sports this morning, Iowa State used an 11-0 second half run as they took control in a victory over fourth-ranked Kansas last night in a game in Ames. Iowa State trailed 43-36 at halftime before they dominated the second half in picking up the victory 85-72.
Really stepped up to the challenge the last 15 minutes of the second half to where we were going to have to make some defensive stops. We were going to have to get a little tougher. We were going to have to change our ball screen defense approach. We were going to have to contain dribble penetration and then to get our offense going. And the difference of the game was the span. We turned them over three or four times, and it went from down two, tied, to up about six or eight.
That's Iowa State coach Steve Prohm, who says the Cyclones picked it up defensively in the second half.
We got in gaps. We contained the dribble, and then defense led to offense. And then we made some big shots, too, and that was huge.
Prohm says the Cyclones actually played well in a number of areas.
20 points off turnovers was huge. Fast break points, 12-2. Second chance points, we won that category. But the difference, that's 11, that's 18 points in those little categories, which is huge for us. And then we shot it well from three. We were 42% tonight from three.
The reigning Big 12 Player of the Week, Monte Morris, led the Cyclones with 21 points and also dished out 9 assists.
I'm very excited, you know, for this program, you know, this organization, my teammates. And Coach Prohm, man, you know, 2-3 weeks ago, you know, our team was going, you know, for loss. But now we at the top a little bit. So we're just trying to keep chopping wood, and I'm happy for Coach Prohm, man, because he stuck with us, and we buying into his system, and everything's falling in place.
George Niang added 19 points last night. Abdul Nader added 17 points as well for the Cyclones, who outscored the Jayhawks 49-29 in the second half to claim their fourth straight win. Cyclones have beaten three of the top four teams in this week's top 25 list. In the other game involving a ranked team, Duke is at risk of falling out of the Associated Press top 25 basketball rankings. The 24th-ranked Blue Devils suffered their fourth loss in five games as they fell 80-69 to 15th-ranked Miami. Senior Angel Rodriguez shook a shooting slump by making three three-pointers and added a career-high 11 assists for the Canes. Rodriguez had 13 points for the Hurricanes, who led for the final 24 minutes. Sheldon McClellan scored 21 points last night for Miami. Well, the Big 12 Conference announced their weekly men's basketball award winners yesterday, and Iowa State's Monte Morris was named the Player of the Week for the second time this season. He averaged 19 points, 4.5 assists, and 3.5 rebounds as Iowa State went 2-0 last week with wins over number one Oklahoma and on the road at TCU. The junior guard shot 65.2% from the floor, including 3 of 4 from three-point range, as they finished with 20 points and 7 rebounds against the top-ranked Sooners, the second victory in school history against a number one ranked team. In the last five games, Morris is averaging 19 points and shooting nearly 63% from the floor and 57% from behind the arc, along with 72% from the free throw line. He ranks second in the Big 12 in both assists and steals this season. Morris was also named the Lute Olson Award National Player of the Week this past week. Oklahoma, despite losing to Iowa State last week, remained number one in this week's Associated Press College Basketball poll. Unlike last week, when the Sooners were a unanimous number one, North Carolina is a close second this time around. Oklahoma got 36 first-place votes from the 65-member national media panel Monday, 7 more than the Tar Heels, who remained at number two. Iowa had a huge jump this week. They jumped from 9th to 3rd. That's the Hawkeyes' highest ranking since January of 1987. Iowa's also ranked 4th in the USA Today coaches poll, while Iowa State is 16th. North Carolina jumped to the top spot in that poll. Back to the AP poll, Oklahoma, as we mentioned, number one, North Carolina second, Iowa number three, ahead of Kansas and Texas A&M. Villanova, Xavier, Maryland, West Virginia, Providence round out the top 10. Others in the poll include number 12, Michigan State, Iowa State up 5 places to number 14, Baylor is number 17, Indiana 19th, Purdue is 21st, Wichita State checks in at number 22. We have a big game coming up for you Thursday night here on the radio as the Hawkeyes will travel to Maryland. That's number 3 versus number 9 in Big Ten conference play. 5 o'clock will be the pregame show Thursday night, and we will have the tip-off at 6 o'clock Thursday. Panthers coach Ron Rivera says All-Pro linebacker Thomas Davis has undergone surgery on his broken right forearm and adds that Davis is expected to play in the Super Bowl. Rivera says the 11-year NFL veteran may need to wear a brace on his arm, similar to the one New England Patriots tight end Rob Gronkowski wears. By getting to the Super Bowl, Denver quarterback Peyton Manning earned back half of the $4 million pay cut that he accepted last winter. He can recoup the rest with a win over Carolina in 2 weeks. Manning agreed to GM John Elway's request that he reduce his 2015 salary to $15 million, but he did so with the caveat that he could earn back every penny by getting to and then winning Super Bowl 50. The Broncos have chosen to wear their white road uniforms in Super Bowl 50 against the Carolina Panthers. Denver wore its white uniforms in its last Super Bowl win, 34-19 over Atlanta 17 years ago. Elway says it's a simple reason. We've had Super Bowl success in our white uniforms. He was the Broncos QB in back-to-back Super Bowl wins in the 90s. The Super Bowl will take place in Santa Clara on February 7th. Well, the AFC Championship game has drawn its second-largest television audience on record. The Denver Broncos down-to-the-wire win over the New England Patriots in what could be the last meeting between Peyton Manning and Tom Brady averaged 53.3 million viewers Sunday on CBS. That trails only the 54.9 million for the 2011 Steelers-Jets matchup, which was played in a later time slot. CBS's records go back to 1978. The NFC matchup, Carolina's lopsided victory over Arizona, averaged 45.7 million viewers, still up from the 42.1 million for New England's blowout of Indianapolis in that late slot a year ago. Tight end Zach Ertz of the Eagles has signed a 5-year contract extension with the team through the 2021 season. Ertz set career highs this season with 75 receptions and 853 yards receiving, finishing second on the team in both of those categories. Kansas City Chiefs linebacker Derek Johnson has been named to the 2016 NFL Pro Bowl after the Carolina Panthers advanced to the Super Bowl. Johnson will replace Panthers linebacker Luke Kuechly. After missing the 2014 season with a ruptured Achilles injury, Johnson bounced back strong in 2015 to lead the Chiefs with 116 tackles, 95 of them solos. He became the Chiefs' all-time leading tackler in Week 3. This season, Johnson had 4 sacks and 2 forced fumbles. This is Johnson's 4th trip to the Pro Bowl. Johnson will join teammates Eric Berry, Travis Kelce, Tamba Hali, Justin Houston, and Marcus Peters at the Pro Bowl in Hawaii. And in tennis action, top-seeded Serena Williams beat Maria Sharapova 6-4 and 6-1 to reach the semifinals of the Australian Open. That was Williams' 18th consecutive victory over Sharapova and the 19th in 21 career meetings between the two back in 2004. Up next for Williams is 4th-seeded Agnieszka Radwanska, who beat number 10 Carla Suarez Navarro 6-1 and 6-3 to reach a Grand Slam semifinal for the 5th time. She's never won a major. On the men's side, Roger Federer advanced to his 39th Grand Slam semifinal, beating Tomas Berdych in straight sets. The number 3-ranked Federer put on a dazzling display of footwork and shot variety against the number 6-ranked Czech, improving his record over Berdych to 16-6. Defending champion Novak Djokovic won for his 37th time in 38 matches at the Australian Open, as he was a straight sets winner in his match yesterday as well. That's Check of Sports this morning, brought to you by Atlantic Medical Center Pharmacy. For all of your pharmaceutical needs, stop by your Atlantic Medical Center Pharmacy, your Health Mart provider.